would my life have looked like if someone had just believed me? That question stayed with me for decades. It followed me through childhood, into adulthood, and all the way into my 60s. I carried it with me like an invisible anchor, shaping my self-esteem, my confidence, and my choices. The moment that changed everything happened when I was around 10 or 12. It was a beautiful summer day, and I was helping my dad on our sailboat. It should have been a happy moment, but inside, I was struggling. I had finally gathered the courage to say what had been weighing on me. I knew something wasn't right with my mom's behavior. I didn't have the words for it then, but I could feel it in my gut. Something wasn't right. So I told my dad. He listened, didn't say much, and nothing changed. That day stayed with me. It told me that what I felt, what I knew, didn't matter. If there was nothing wrong with my mom, then the only explanation was that something was wrong with me. That single moment started a lifelong journey of doubting myself. I questioned my instincts. I silenced my feelings. I lived with anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem because I had to continue in a home where I didn't feel emotionally safe. And when you don't feel safe, you learn to shrink yourself to survive. Fast forward to my 65th birthday. I looked at my life, the life I had built around self-doubt and fear, and I thought, I don't want to die with regrets. I had spent years in and out of counseling for anxiety and depression, but no one ever brought up how I was raised. Maybe they couldn't diagnose my mom, but that didn't change the fact that I grew up in an emotionally unstable environment. And it certainly didn't change the way it shaped me. That was the moment I said, enough is enough. I decided to do the things I had always wanted to do. I started this podcast. I began writing my children's books. And most importantly, I started using my voice, the voice I had spent years silencing, to help kids who might be feeling the way I once did. One day, I was in the school office where I help kids with their reading when an administrative assistant shared a book idea with me. She told me about kids who feel like it's their fault when a parent struggles with their emotions or doesn't take care of their mental health. Her words hit me like a wave. I was instantly taken back to my childhood. Scared, alone, with no one to tell me my feelings were real, that I wasn't imagining things, that I mattered. I knew I had to write that book, and within days, I did. I Believe You is the book I wish someone had written for me. It's about Jack and Alice, who need someone to believe them just like I did. In the story, Grandma Kate, with the help of her ever-loyal dog, Benji, listens, supports, and reassures Jack and Alice. She doesn't dismiss, minimize, or brush off concerns. She believes. A child who is believed learns to trust their instincts. They grow up knowing their feelings are valid. They gain the confidence to walk into the world and recognize when something isn't right. They learn to set boundaries, to walk away when necessary, and to trust themselves when others tell them not to. That is why I write the books in the series Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. because I don't want kids to grow up doubting themselves like I did. I don't want them to live in fear of making mistakes like I did. I don't want them to think their feelings don't matter. For a long time, I hoped my mom would change. I thought if I tried hard enough, if I was good enough, if I became what she wanted, she would see me differently. She never did. And that's another lesson I had to learn. Sometimes there is no hope for change in someone else, and that's okay. What matters is that we learn to take care of ourselves. We learn to recognize when a situation isn't healthy, and we learn that we don't have to stay in relationships, whether with a parent, a friend, or a partner, where we are not seen, heard, or valued. If you're a parent, grandparent, or teacher listening to this, I want to leave you with this thought. When a child comes to you with a concern, a fear, or even a feeling, listen. Really listen. Even if it seems small, even if you don't understand, even if you don't have the right words in that moment. Because believing a child today could change the course of their entire future. My hope is that I Believe You becomes a book that opens up conversations in families, that it helps parents and their kids connect, that it gives children the courage to trust themselves and parents the tools to listen with an open heart. If this story resonates with you, I'd love for you to check out I Believe, now available on my website at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com. Let's build a world where kids don't have to grow up doubting themselves, because every child deserves to be believed. This is the Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate podcast that is all about real talk and practical tips for building self-esteem, confidence, and self-worth so you can step into your power and live a life on your terms. New episodes drop every Thursday, so hit that subscribe button and let's grow together. And if you're loving the show, a quick review helps more people find it. Like a lighthouse, steady and strong, let's shine a little brighter today. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?